Parshas Vayishlach. The first pasuk starts off, Vayishlach Yaakov Malochim Lofono Valesov Ochiv. That Yaakov sent Malochim, we'll soon see what that means, messengers to his brother Esav, Arzo Seir Sedei Edom, in the land of Seir, in the fields of Edom. So first of all, we know Rashi says, Vayishlach Yaakov Malochim means Malochim Amish. For the Medrash Rabbah, that he did not send a person, but rather he sent real angels. He sent Malochim to Esav. Then the pasuk says, Lofonov, in front of him. The question, what does it mean that Yaakov sent Lofonov? What is the word Lofonov doing here? Secondly, why does the pasuk have to end off to say exactly where Esav lived? Why does it have to say Arts of Seir, in the land of Seir, and today Edom, in the fields of Edom? Why does it have to explain it so far? And the Sistech HaChomim wants to explain, how does Rashi know it means Malochim Mamish? So he says, because the Pasuk says Malochim Lofonov. So Lofonov before means here in the Pasha right before. That means at the end of Ayetzer, the Pasuk said that V'yakov holach ledarkoi V'yivku voy malach elohim. And the Malochim from Eretz Yisrael came outside to Mimalavam Yaakov Avinu. So these Malochim that came to Bimalava Yaakov Avinu, now Yaakov Avinu sent these Malochim to his brother Esav. And the Sefer Lev Eliyahu from Eliyahu Lapyan Zatzal wants to say like this, that Vayishlach Yaakov Malochim Lofonov, what does Lofonov mean in front of him? Like the Mishnah Nova says. The Mishnah Nova says, Rabbi Lezer ben Yaakov Omer, Hoise mitzvah achas koinoloi praklet echot. Whoever does a mitzvah, he acquires for himself a proklet, a malach. He has malachim mamish in front of him. Like the pasuk says, ki malachov yitzavolach l'shmocha b'chod ruchecha. That when a person does mitzvahs, he makes himself malachim that go in front of him. So that's the pshat that Yaakov sent the malachim that were in front of him from the mitzvahs that Yaakov Avinu did. He created malachim, and these malachim he sent now to his brother Esav, to find out exactly where Esav was holding. Now, in the Medrash Rabbah, it's mashma that the reason why Yaakov sent Malachim to him was, the Medrash says, to be machzehim b'tshuva. He wanted to make Esav become a tzaddik again, to be machzehim b'tshuva. And the pshat is really because we had Medrashim before the darshan that Yaakov Avinu had to go into Golis, he had a chiyuv Golis, because it's considered like he killed the nefesh b'shkoga. In other words, because of Yaakov, Esav was pushed away. Esav lost his Bechorah, Esav lost his Brochos because of Yaakov. So now Yaakov wanted to be Machzir, make him return B'tshuva, and he shouldn't be considered as if he pushed him away, as if he killed him B'shoigeg. So that's why Yaakov Avinu had to send Malachim, and Malachim Mamish, because we know Esav was a Rosh HaGomor, he had such wrath through and through him, that no person could really understand to see if Esav really wants to do tshuva or not. The only person that could tell this was Malachim. That's why he had to send Malachim Mamish. And like some of Farshim explained, like we asked the question, why does the pasuk end off to say, Arzo Seir Sedei Edom? Why does it have to say exactly the land where Esav was? Because it comes to show us the riches, how bad Esav was. That he called his land Arzo Seir. Seir goes from the Lashon of Seir, the hair, in other words, the skin that Yaakov Avinu put on his hands at the time when he went to steal the brachas from Esav. Because his father felt him and he thought he was Esav. So Esav was still remembering the fact that Yaakov stole the brachas from him, therefore he called the land Arzo Seir. And today Edom means from the time when Yaakov stole or bought the Bechorah off Esav. That Esav sold it to him for the Adoshim that he was eating them, the red Adoshim. So Esav, Kaseida, wanted to remember what Yaakov did bad to him. In other words, Esav was a Rosha still, and he was still remembering all the bad Yaakov did. So now when Yaakov wanted to go to find out if it would be possible to be Machzim, B'tshuva, no person could do the Shlichus, therefore he was forced to send Malochim Mamish. Then in Pasuk, the second Pasuk, it says, Vayitzavoy som lemor, that Yaakov commanded the Malachim to say, that Koysomru ladoni l'Esav, this is the way you should talk to my master Esav. Koyomar avdocho Yaakov, this is the way your servant Yaakov said, that im lovon garati vo echar adat oto. that I lived with Lavan and I stayed there until now. And Rashi brings down later in the Psukim that Hiskin Atzmoy L'Shleisha Dvorim. Yaakov prepared himself now for three things. L'Doron, he went to send a present to his brother Esav. L'Tfilah, he went to daven to Hashem. Ulul Mulchama, he was ready to fight if he had to. And the first Rambani on the Parsha also says that Inyanov, that V'yesh Po'od Remez L'Doris, that Kichol Asheiro L'Yavino Im Esav, Achiv Yoralonu Tomit, in B'nei Esav. That Yaakov Avinu, how he acted now with Esav, that's how we have to learn now for all the future generations. That's the way the Jews have to act with Esav also. For Royalonu Lechos Bedarkish Otzadik Shinizdamin Atzmenu Lishloshes Hadvorim. That just like Yaakov prepared himself with three things, he prepared himself L'Tfilah to Davin, L'Durin to send a present, L'Atzola B'derech HaMachoma, and to prepare to fight. The same thing also for generations. We also have to be prepared with these three things. We have to try and be machni ourselves to the Rishoyim. We have to try and first give them presents. We have to daven to Hashem. And then if that doesn't help, then we go to have Muhammad with them. Now the Mefarshim really is Kiyastira in the Midrashim. That this Indian that Yaakov Avinu called himself an Eved to his brother, and he called his brother an Adon, the master, if he did the right thing or not. First, the Medrash Rabbi says, brings down the Pasuk in Mishlei, that says, in Perek Chav Hei, Pasuk Chavov, Maya Nirpos, Umakor Moshchos, Tzadik Mot Lefnei Rosha. That if a Tzadik lowers himself down to a Rosha, it's very bad. And the Midrashim say that because Yaakov Avinu was Mashpia, lowered himself to his brother Esav, and called his brother Adoni 8 times. So the Medrash says that Hashem said back to Yaakov that Ani Maimid Mibonov Shmoine Melochim Koidim Lebenecha Shenemar V'yela Melochim Ashamolcho B'Eretz Edom Lefnei Molach Melech Lebnei Yisrael. Is there 8 kings of Edom before Bnei Yisrael? Because Yaakov said eight times to his brother Adoni. So it's mashma from the Medrash that Yaakov did not do the right thing by lowering himself so much in front of his brother Esav. And then the Medrash right after that brings down the story with Rabbeinu HaKadosh that he ripped up a letter that was written to Antoninus HaMelech. Why did he rip it up? Because they didn't write down enough hachno to him. They didn't call him the king. So the Talmidim asked, like Rabbeinu HaKadosh, you're greater than Antoninus. How come you have to write to him with a lashon hachno of lowering yourself down to him, calling him the king? So Rabbeinu HaKadosh answered back and said, Ma'ano tav min sabi, am I better than Yaakov Avinu? That by Yaakov it said, Koy omar avdecho Yaakov. So you see that Rabbeinu HaKadosh learned out, lat l'doros, how do we have to act with Esav? We have to be machni ourselves. We have to humble ourselves to them and call them the king. Like Yaakov called Esav, Avdecho Yaakov, he said. So here the Medrash is mashma that Yaakov did a good thing, and L'Doris, we learn out from this, that's the way we're supposed to act. Hu Adin in the Zohar, it also talks about, it's Meshabeach Alat Yaakov Avinu, the fact that he humbled himself in front of Esav. And Hu Adin, the Gemara in Soita Darshins, that Shemuta L'Hachnif L'Rishoyim V'Elam Azeh, that we're allowed to be Machnif, we're allowed to humble ourselves to the Rishoyim, and the Gemara Darshins is from the Parsha here of Yaakov. So you see, we learn out from here that when we act with the Goyim, we can't brag and show off to them, we have to be afraid of them, and we have to be machni ourselves to the Goyim. So if so, why does the first Medrash say that Yaakov didn't do the right thing by being machni himself? So the Mashgiach Rabbi Ruchim once explained that true, that's the way we have to act with the Goyim. We have to be afraid of them, we have to be machnia to them, not to try and win over them. But Yaakov Avinu, the tefiyah was, he did it a little bit too much. Viz Madrega, a little bit too much, he was machni himself to Esav. That wasn't right. But I call upon the Etzem Amhoga, that we have to be machnia to the Rishoyim, that was the right Amhoga. From the Chedushi Harim, they say over like this, that he says we know the Torah we darshin with paradise. That means there are 4 chalakim to the Torah. There's Pshat, there's Remez, there's Drush, and there's Soid. So the pshat is like this. The pshat from the psukim, take is like them. First medrash says, Yaakov did the wrong thing. He was machni, he humbled himself too much to Esav. But as far as soid goes, that he did the right thing. The soid here means, which is negay to the future generations, how we have to act is right. That future generations, Klai Yisrael, have to be machniah themselves in front of the goyim. They can't go bragging off and showing off. We have to realize we're in Golus right now. Until the time Mashiach will come, we have to be machniah ourselves to the Rishoyim, to the goyim. So therefore, when it says the Meister with Rabbeinu HaKodesh, Hitaka learned out from here that the Soid, what's Nogei L'Doyros, is that when we want to write to kings, we have to machniah ourselves, and we have to give them a lot of respect. And the Ber Moshe wants to say, that's Pshan, the first pasuk that says, Vayishlach Yaakov Malochim Lefonov, that Yaakov sent Malochim in front of him. What does it mean? Lefonov means, even though at his Madrega, Yaakov himself, he did not have to send Malochim to Esav, he should have not been Machni himself to Esav, but Lefonov, for the future generations, to teach us, like the Ramban says, how Klai Yisrael has to act for the future generations up until Yemais HaMashiach, that's what Yaakov Avinu did. He went to teach us how we have to act with the goyim, that we cannot afford to brag and to show off to them, but rather we have to be machni ourselves to them. That's our hatzolah. That's the way we'll be saved from Esav Harosha. Now in the second pasuk of that Yaakov said to tell Esav, that im Lavon garti v'echer adoto, I lived with Lavon. So Rashi brings down the second pshat is that garti is begematria taryag. Kloimar. Im lovon garti v'taryag mitzvah shamarti, for lo lamarti mimais of haroyim. That Yaakov is telling Esav, now you should know that even though I was by Lovin, still I listened and I watched the taryag mitzvahs, and I did not learn from his bad actions. So the question is, what's the difference to Esav whether Yaakov did the mitzvahs or not? What does that bother Esav? That's the last thing Esav Rosh is thinking about. Then the pasuk goes on in Hay and says, Vayihili shor v'chamor, tzoin v'ebet v'shivcha, v'yesh l'cho l'hagid l'adoin l'imso chen b'yonecha. That Yaakov is telling Esav, Yishno, I have a shor, I have axes, I have a chamorim, I have tzoin, I have ebet v'shivcha, I have a lot. And now I'm sending to find out where you're holding, like the Midrashim say, to know if you will be machzeh b'tshuva or not. The question is, what does Yaakov have to tell the secondly Esav that he has so much? What's the difference that he has shor v'chamor? So the Be'er Moshe brings down like this, that the Zoya says, the pshat is that Lovin at that time was a very powerful man, and his name was spread out all over the world. And Esav for sure heard about Lovin and knew about the strong person Lovin. Everybody knew that Lovin was a Ramai, was a crook, and nobody made ever any money from Lovin. Lovin always won over everybody else. So what Yaakov is telling Esav now, that you have to watch out for me. Because me, Yaakov, even though I was living by Lovin for 20 years, you should know I came out of him with shor v'chamor tzoin v'ebe v'shivcha. That even though he's a crook and nobody could get anything out of him, I was able to come out of him sholem with a lot. So in other words, all the ra of Lovin was not able to affect me. So therefore, your koyach Esav is also the koyach of Rav Tumah. You should know your power of Rav Bed won't be able to affect me. And that's the Pshan, the first Medrash that Rashi brings down, that Garti means also, I live with Lovin, and I was Mekayim the Taryag Mitzvahs. That means even though Lovin's power was, he had the power of Tumah, of Ra, to destroy good, still Yaakov was able, he was so strong, to win over this Ra, that the Ra cannot have any effect upon him. It's like he's telling it to his brother also Esav. You also Esav, your koyach is the koyach of Ra, of Tumah. So don't think you can win over me, because I already, Shteig Dois, worked over 20 years already, living with Lovin, and he had no effect upon me at all. Then the pasuk says that, Vayashuvu ha-malochim el Yaakov, they returned to Yaakov, Leimor, Bonu alechicho el Esav, v'gamholech l'kroscho, v'yarba meos yishimoy. It doesn't say exactly what the conversation was. It just says that Bonu Elochicho El Esav, we went to your brother Esav. So Rashi explains what it means to say is Shoyisa Oimer Ochihu, you think he's your brother, Avul Hunoy Gimcha Kesav Harosha. But you should know, he's still like Esav. Harosha means Oidenu Bisinosoi. He still hates you and he does not want to do tshuva. So like we said at the beginning, it was Malochim Mamish that Yaakov sent to Esav to see if he would be Mekabel to be Machzer B'tshuva, and they sent back, no, he's Adenu Esav Arosho, and also he came in front of us with 400 men. Mefarshim say it means to say that we saw he's coming out to fight. Like, why did he come with 400 men? It means he wants to have a Mechama, and therefore the Pasuk says that Vayira Yaakov Miyoid. Yaakov was very afraid. He made into two different tents, but the Pasuk says, Vayomer, Yem Yovi Esav al Machnu Achas Viko, Esav will come and hit one camp, Vahoya Machna Nishal Afleta, Akoponim, the other camp will escape. So this is what the Malachim like told back to Yaakov, that your brother is a sign that hates you, and he came out with 400 people, means he wants to have war with you. So therefore Yaakov was very much afraid, and he prepared himself now to go to war. So when the Pasuk says that Vayira Yaakov Miyoid, that Yaakov feared greatly, Vayetzaloi, and he was distressed. So Rashi explains what's this double lashon of Vayira and Vayetzer. Rashi says Vayira means Shema Yehorek. He feared maybe he would be killed. And Vayetzaloi, he was distressed because Im Yaragu Esacherim, maybe he'll have to go to kill other people. That's why it bothered Yaakov. Now, the Mefarshim asked, Pashup Shat is that Vayira Yaakov was afraid of Esav. And really, the Gemara asked the question that HaKadosh Baruch already promised Yaakov that he's going to watch him. So why was Yaakov afraid? And the Gemara answers that Yaakov wasn't Stam afraid of Esav, but rather he was afraid that maybe he himself did a chet. Maybe he did something wrong. And because of his Avera, that's why Hashem would not watch his promise anymore. But according to this Pshat, and so what's the Pshat in Vayetzaloi? Why was he distressed? What was the second thing that happened? So the Das that came about Toysis wants to say like this. Just brought down before that Esav said, I'll wait until my father dies, and then I'll go to kill Yaakov. So Yaakov saw that now Esav wanted to come to kill him. So he figured like for sure already his father Yitzchak died. So that's why now Vayetzaloi, it bothered him very much, the fact that he heard this news, that his father Yitzchak was mace. Then in Pasuk Yud it says that Kotonti Mikol Achasodim Mikol Emas Asher Osis Esavdechom, that Yaakov Avinu said that I'm unworthy of all the good that Hashem did to me, Ki V'matli Yovarti Yesayarden Azev V'yato Yisulish Nemachnis, that I went over the Yarden with nothing and now I had two machnis. And like Rashi says, Kotonti means Nismatus Chiyosai Ayde Achasodim V'yemes Shosisimi. Hey, since you did, you had such mercy upon me, I'm afraid that I used up all my schusim, all my merits were used up, and therefore I'm afraid of Esav. So the Pasuk is saying that Yaakov was afraid that all the good that Hashem gave him was because he used up his good merits, his schusim. Now, there's a word from the Vilna Gaon that says like this, the Gemara in Soita and the Fei Dashins, that even though it's very bad, the need of Gasa Saruach, to be a Baal Gaiva, but still the Gemara says that a Talmud Chochom, Tzorach Shiheboi Echod Mishmoino Shebishminis Shebegaiva. A Talmud Chochom has to have 1/8 of an eighth of Gaiva. That's how much Gaiva he has to have inside him. So the question is, where does the Gemara get this 1/8 of an eighth? So the Vilna Gaon wants to say from this Pasuk here that we know Parshas Vayishlach is the eighth Parsha in the Torah. And this is the eighth Pasuk in Vayishlach that Yaakov Avinu said, Kotonti Mikol HaChasodim. Now really the question is, why did he feel bad? Why did he think that Hashem gave him all the good because of his own tchusim? The Chura, he should have thought that all the good that Hashem gave him was b'schus his father's, was b'schus Avram and Yitzchak. Avram and Yitzchak. How come he thought it was because of his own merits? And therefore he felt that he lost everything and he has to be afraid of Yaakov? But the pshat is that this much gaiva, this much you'll have to think good about yourself. Like 1/8 of an eighth. In other words, in this parasha we see this inyan that Yaakov had a little bit gaiva, as if to say that Hashem gave him all this good because of his own merits, because he deserved it. Where do we see this? In this eighth pasuk, in the eighth parasha. So from here we learn out that 1/8 of an eighth, you're allowed to have a gaiva. And then Pasuk Yud Aleph, it says that Hatzileni no miyadochi miyad Esav, that now Yaakov was having tefillah, davening to Hashem to save me from my brother from Esav. Ki yore enoichi yosei penyove vikan yeim abonim. Maybe you come to hit us, a mother with the children. So Rashi brings down, like, what's this double lashon of ochi and like miyad ochi miyad Esav? So Rashi says miyad ochi sheinoigi mekoch el a case of a rosha. He's not acting like me. He's not acting with me like a brother, but rather like Esav HaRosha. From the Beis HaLevi, they say over like this, that Yaakov was afraid of two things. Even if Esav would want to act like an ach, even if Esav would want to act like a brother, Yaakov was afraid to be close with Esav. He didn't want to be close to the Rosha. And secondly, Miyad Esav, he's also afraid he was going to be angry at me and act like Esav HaRosha. Maybe he's going to come to kill me. So no matter what happens with Esav, whether he acts like a good brother or whether he acts like Esav HaRosha, still Yaakov was afraid of him. Now this is the part that Yaakov now is Isaac and Tefillah, like Rashi brought down. Yaakov prepared himself for three things before he went to Esav. He prepared himself for Mechama, for war. He prepared himself for a Dorim with a present, like we'll soon learn. And now he's being Isaac and Tefillah. Now before Shem asked Lechura, if like Tefillah doesn't help, how is the present going to help? Or how is the Mechama going to help? And the Pshat is Avada like this, that Yaakov Avinu now davened to Hashem that he didn't want to be Samech on a Nes. He rather went ahead and prepared himself for these two midas of first of all trying to give him a present to do it nicely, and secondly, if that doesn't work, to go fight. But he knew that this alone wouldn't help. His tefillah, he was davening to Hashem that through these two means of either giving a present or else having war, he should be able to win over Esav HaRosha. Now, really, these two things are opposite. Like, usually, either you go to the machnia to be nice to the person, to give him a present, to try and win him over. Or else you go with strength, with fierce, you want to fight him, have mechama. You want to have war. But to have both together is very hard to do. They're two opposites. And the pshat is, the only way you could do these two things is through tefillah. In other words, Yaakov was the other mashalim. He was able to set the way for the future generations to know that whenever we have problems with Edom, with the Rishoyim, with the Umas Olam, with Russia, with the different Goyim that come to fight us, we always have to know that the main thing is we have to have tefillah, we have to daven to Hashem. But we can't just rely on tefillah, we're not allowed to rely on Nisim, we have to go and try everything possible in order to save ourselves. So if we realize this, that really it's the tefillah to Hashem, but now we have to do something. So there are two ways to do it. So we have to try both ways. First try and send the present to be machnia to hope they won't come to fight us. Then if we see that doesn't help, then we go to have the mechama. But it's only with the possibility to have the middle in between tefillah helping us out, therefore we can put these two opposites together. Then after Sheni, the Psukim talk about that Yaakov Avinu took a present and sent it to Esav. The Pasuk says, Vayikach min habo v'yodoy min chol Esav ochiv. He took what came into his hand, and he gave it to Esav. He gave him Ezer, Mosayim, Yoshim, Esrim, Mechelim, Mosayim, Ve'elim, Esrim. Then it says, Gemalim, Menikos, V'neim, Shloshim, Paras, Avoyim, Aforim, Asorim, Asoyim, Esrim, V'ayorim, Asorim. All different type of animals he sent to Esav. And it says, Vayitim, Biyad, Avodov, Eder, Edel, Avador. He took each flock separately. He gave it over. Vayomer, Avodov, Ivru, Lofonai, V'revach, Tosimu, Ben Edo, Ven Eder. Make a space between one group and another group. And Rashi says it was the purpose of that, in order that kidei lahazbiya enoy shorosha uletavosoy aribuy hadorin, in order that this present you're sending to Esav, to make it look like it's a very big present. So take a few at one time and send it, then another few, then another few. Not to send it all at one time, but rather to send it slowly. That's called Tosimu Ben Eder Uvein Eder. Verevach Tosimu. Make a space in between one and the other. Really, Mepharshim asked a question, for what purpose did Yaakov have to do this? Like, Yaakov was a tremendous Oysher, he had a tremendous amount of animals. So why did he have to save, like, if he really wanted to send a big present to Esav, why didn't he send a large amount? Like, why did he have to just take this much and send it Eder, Eder, each one, each flock, separately by itself? And the pshat could be that if you want to send a present to your friend, you want your friend to have enjoyment, then for sure you should send them as much as you want, more and more and more. But here Yaakov wasn't sending his matanis taisa that Esav should really enjoy it. Like Yaakov knew what he owns has kedusha to it, it belongs to a Jew. By giving it over to Esav for Russia, it's going to be betoich tumam, it's going to lose its kedusha. So really you're not supposed to give it away from a Jew to a goy. But the purpose of what he did here was to make it that Esav should have shalom, to try and be in peace with him. That was his purpose. So therefore he tried to use up as least as possible from his behemoth that had kedusha on it. Even though he had to give away some to Esav, he tried to do it as least as possible because he could accomplish the same means by giving away a little amount. But this is also good, the Medrash. The Ramban brings down that the Medrash says here that when Yaakov Avinu said the statement of a revach sasinu, the neder of an neder, I want to leave a space between one flock and the next flock of sheep that I'm sending to Esav. The Medrash says that, Oma Yaakov Avinu HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Yaakov Avinu davened to Hashem, and he said, Ribbono Shel Olam, Im Yovoy Tzoros Al Yisrael, if you're going to have to bring tzoros, problems, hardship upon Klal Yisrael, Al Tovi Lahem Zu Achazu, don't bring them one after another very fast. Give them a break in between the tzoros. Don't bring the tzoros, don't bring the pain upon Klal Yisrael one after another. So the Chura, what did Yaakov daven to Hashem now? What does the tzoros, the problems, the hardship coming to Klal Yisrael one after another have to do with this fact now that Yaakov was sending a present to his brother Esav? What does the present to Esav have to do with the tzoros coming to Klal Yisrael? And maybe the pshat is like this, like we're saying. The giving the presents away to Esav wasn't for the fact of giving presents to Esav. He didn't want to give away what he owned to Esav to take it away from Kedusha to Tumah. He only did it in order to cause something, to make Shalom come out of it. So if it's only for the cause of Shalom, do the least amount you have to give away to make Shalom. So Yaakov was davening to Hashem the same thing. When Hashem gives tzoros, when Hashem gives problems, hardships to Klal Yisrael, it's not the pshat that Hashem wants to be mean to us, and Hashem wants to give us hardship and make it hard for us. Hashem loves Klal Yisrael. Hashem only wants to give us toiv. But the reason why Hashem gives us hardships, gives us tzoros, is because we do averus, we do something wrong, so Hashem wants to be machzor us l'toiv, wants us to wake up and do tshuva, therefore He gives us tzoros that we should wake up from it. So the purpose, again, the same thing, the purpose of the tzoros, the hardship that Hashem is giving us, is for a purpose, not for the mere fact of being mean to us to make us feel bad, but rather that we should be able to become good from it. So Yaakov davened to Hashem that when He gives us the tzoros to make us become good, it's enough to do it slowly, do it a little bit at a time. The little bit tzoros He gives us will wake us up. With that little bus, give us a chance, maybe we'll do tshuva after a little bit of tzoros. And Enoch Nami, if that doesn't help, then give us more later on. But don't give it to us all at one time, there's no purpose in it. Like if the purpose of the hardship, the tzoros, is just to make us good, so give us a chance in between each tzora, maybe we'll be master l'tshuva. The same way here Yaakov, when he sent these presents to Esav, he didn't stop wanting to give him presents, but Torah's presents. He only did it in order that Esav should make shalom, should be at peace with him, so he gave away as least as possible in order to save the Kedusha by himself, and he only did what he had to do. It's the same thing when Hashem gives us back tzoros, only give back the amount that you have to make us do tshuva, but not just pile on the tzoros one after another. Then in Pasuk Yudzayin it says that Vayitzav Esarisha in Lamer, that Yaakov commanded the first set of people to send a present saying, Ki Yivgoshcha Esav Ochi Ushelcha Lamer L'mi Ata, when you meet up with Esav and he'll ask you, who are you? The honor Selach, where you're going, L'mi Elul Afunecha. And whose do these belong to? The Yomarto, and you should say, Li Avducha Li Yaakov. These are to Avducha, to our servant, to Yaakov. Mincha Hishlucha L'Adoni, Li Esav. This is a present that's being sent to our master Esav. Vine Gamu Acharenu. And you should know Yaakov is also in back of us. So before Hashem asks, what's this lotion of Li Avducha Li Yaakov? It should have said the opposite, that this is a present May Avducha Yaakov. This is a present from Yaakov. What does the Pasuk say of Yomarto? Li Avducha Li Yaakov. This is a present to Yaakov. The present is not being sent to Yaakov. The present should have been. It should have said, Mei Avducha, Mei Yaakov. The present is being sent from Yaakov to Esav. What does it say, Lashon of Li Avducha Li Yaakov? And the Ber Moshe wants to answer, really like the Medrash Rabbah says, that Kol Oysen Hadroinus, Shenosan Ovinu Yaakov Liesov, all these presents that Yaakov is now sending to Esav, is Asidin Umas Oilam Liachziron Lemelech HaMashiach Lasalovoi. The nations will return it later by Yemos HaMashiach. All the nations will return these presents back to the Melech HaMashiach. So therefore it's very good what the Pasuk now says, Li Avducho LiYaakov, as if to be merumas that at the end will be, these presents will be sent back to Yaakov. That's why it says Li Yaakov. Alright, turn over. Then Pasuk Chof Bey says that Vayokom Balayla Hu, that Yaakov woke up in the middle of the night, Vayikach Eshtei Nosho V'Eshtei Shivchoysov V'Es Achad Oso Yelodov V'Yavor Es Mavor Yabek. And he went over the river. And exactly why Yaakov had to go over the river by night time, the Pasuk really doesn't say. However, the Ma'am Loyes brings down from the Zohar that the Zohar says that Yaakov Avinu saw a lavas Eish. He saw a fire coming towards him. So therefore he wanted to go over to the other side of the river, like to make a chatzitza between him and the fire. So it says he took his wives and the two shvachos, and he took the 11 children. And Rashi asks, what happened to Dina? So Rashi says that that Yaakov put her into a taver, into a box, in order to be hidden from Esav. And Rashi says that Yaakov got an oynish, got a punishment for this, sheminoa meyochov, koshema tachzirena lemutov, because maybe, because of Dina, maybe Esav would have done tshuva and more like to marry her. And therefore Rashi says, v'noflo biyachchem. Therefore it happened with the Maisa later with Dina, that she fell biyachchem, because Yaakov hid her from Esav. And the question the Mepharshim asks is, that we know before Balea, her eyes were very dim, she was crying, because she was afraid she would fall into the hands of Esav. And partially we say she's a tzadekis for that, the fact that she didn't want to get married to Esav. So you see, she's not mechuyev to marry Esav to be machzim letoiv. So how come over here, Yaakov Avinu got punished for the fact he didn't give his own daughter, like Dinah, to his brother Esav? What purpose did he have to be machzim letoiv? And the Teretz they say is that true. A lady doesn't have a chiyuv to be machzir somebody else at Tzara Toiv. Like, they don't have a chiyuv to learn Torah. Mashenken Yaakov Avinu, like we spoke out before, the Medrash says, really was considered a ksas shegeg that Yaakov, like, had Esav killed. The fact that Yaakov took away the bracha, took away the bechura from Esav, he, like, pushed Esav aside. So it was a little bit on Yaakov's cheshbin that Esav was, like, pushed to be a rasha. So now it was mutl upon Yaakov to be machzim l'toiv, to try and make him to do tshuva. And here, when he had his own daughter, Dina, since she was a bas tzaddik, like he knew for sure she would not be affected by Esav, but rather she would have been able to be machzim l'toiv. But still, Yaakov didn't want to do it, and some say it was because machmas, the sinner that Yaakov had for Esav, Hitaka didn't want him to be machzim l'toiv, to do tshuva. And because of that, Yaakov got an einish, what happened with Dina later. Then the Pasuk says, Vayikochem vayavirum es hanochal, that Yaakov took his whole mishpacha over the river, vayavir es hasheloi, and he took off everything he had with him. And then it says, Vayivoser Yaakov levadoi, that Yaakov was left alone, vayeyovek ish imoi ad alois hashochar, and somebody was fighting with him until the morning star came out. And this malach, the sar shel Esav, saw that he could not win over Yaakov, is vayiga b'chaf yirechai. He hit him by the thigh, vateka kaf yerech Yaakov v'yofko imoy. And his thigh came out of place when he was fighting with this malach. Then vayoyma shalchenik yolo ashochor, the malach says, send me away. It's coming up morning star already. Vayoyma lo yashalecho kiyim berachtoni. Yaakov said, no, I won't send you away until you give me a bracha. So he said, what's your name? And he said, Yaakov. And the Malach said back, your name should not be Yaakov anymore. Your name should now should be called Yisrael. Because you are contented with Elohim. And you won them. Yaakov asked him, what's your name? Vayomer, he answered back, Loma Zetishal Hashmi. Why do you have to ask me what my name is? And he gave him a bracha there. And we know this was the ma'is of the pasuk said later that our kain lo yochlo b'nei Yisrael as gid hanoshem. We have a mitzvah of deris that we're not supposed to eat the gid hanoshem of an animal asher akaf hayorech ad hayoyim azir. We can't eat the special vein, the gid hanoshem on the thigh of an animal. Why the pasuk says ki noga b'chaf yerech Yaakov b'gid hanoshem? Because the malach, the sar shel Esav, when he fought with Yaakov, he hit him on the thigh. So to remember that, therefore we don't eat the gid hanoshem. Then Rashi brings down that who was this malach that was fighting with Yaakov? Rashi says, who Saro Shel Esav. That was the Sar, the chief of Esav. He was the one that came to fight with Yaakov. And it says that he couldn't win him. Yaakov is able to win over the malach, just that the malach hit him on the thigh, and because of that we have the mitzvah of Gid Hanoshe. Now at the end, Yaakov asked him, tell me your name. And the pasuk doesn't say exactly what his name was. The pasuk just says, Vayomer, and he said, Lo mazel tishel shmi, what do you have to ask me what my name is? And there says, Vayvorach Yisrael Shem, and he blessed him. But the question is, how come he didn't answer Yaakov? Yaakov asked him, what's your name? How come he didn't answer? The Sefer from Rabbi Chaim Shalev Zetzal wanted to say that the pshat is, this Sar Shel Esav, that's the Yetzirah. That's the Sitra Achro. And Itaka gave an answer to Yaakov. Yaakov asked him, what's your name? And he answered him, Lo mazel tishel shmi. Don't ask me any questions. That's the name of the Yetzirah. If you want to know how the Yetzirah wins over us, it's only because it just says, do, and don't ask any questions. Because if a person would start to ask questions, why should I do this? Why should I do the Averis? Is it worth it for me to do it or not? If you start to find out if the Yetzirah is emes or not, you'll see clearly that the Yetzirah is sheker, is nothing, and there's no reason at all to listen to him. The only reason why we do the Averis, we do listen to the Yetzirah, is because his name is Lo mazel tishel shmi. Don't ask me any questions. Just do it without thinking into it. That's what the Malach answered Yaakov. That's my name. The power of the Yetzirah is that just listen to me, don't ask any questions. Because the day you'll start to think in to see is it really worth it to listen to the Yetzirah or not, you'll see for sure it's not worth it, and you won't listen to him. Now in the pasuk of Yeyovek Ishimoy Ad Alois HaShachar, that this Malach was fighting with Yaakov until the Alois HaShachar, the Gemara in Chulun Dashin, the Omer of Yitzchok, Mikan L'Talmud Chochem Shlo Yetzi Yechide B'Laila, but Talmud Chochem should not go out by himself at night. And the pshat is because there are mazikim going around at night, the Yetzirah, the mazikim, and they start up with Talmid Chachamim. They start up, they have kin, they're jealous of the Torah you have. So you have to be careful, a Talmid Chacham, not to go out by himself at night. So the question is, where do we see this? How does the Gemara know this from this pasuk? Here, Pasha, the pshat was, the Sar Shel Esav was coming to fight Yaakov, because Esav hated Yaakov. Esav had a taina that Yaakov stole the Bechorah, Yaakov stole the Brachas. Therefore, Esav hated Yaakov, he came to fight him. But how do we see from here that the Sar Shel Esav came to start up because of the Torah of Yaakov? And there's a vort here from the Chofetz Chaim that says over that really the Sar Shel Esav isn't just the chief of Esav, but that's the symbol of the Yetzirah, that the Yetzirah always wants a fight against Klal Yisrael. So yes, the Kasha, how come we don't see that the Yetzirah started up with Avraham Avinu? How come we don't see he started up with Yitzchak Avinu? How come he just came to Yaakov Avinu? And the Chofetz Chaim answers like this, that Avraham Avinu's midah was chesed. The Yetzirah could take chesed. If people just do chesed, it wouldn't bother him that much. The midah of Yitzchak was avodah, was gevura, was yira. Again, the Yetzirah doesn't start up that much. If you just have yira and gevura, he wouldn't start up with you. But when the Yetzirah saw the midah of Yaakov Avinu, which is the midah of emes of Torah, that's what bothered the Yetzirah the most. The biggest stira, the biggest opposite to the Yetzirah is limud haTorah. Really, like the Gemara says, that Borah Kodesh Baruch Hu Yetzirah, or Borah LeTavlin Kinegdoi. HaKodesh Baruch Hu created the Yetzirah, and he himself created the spice, the way we could fight the Yetzirah, and that's Torah. Like the Mesillas Yesharim says, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, he's like the biggest doctor here. He's the one that created this sickness of the Yetzirah. And he himself is the one that's telling us that the only medicine there is to fight the Yetzirah is only Limud haTorah. So it comes out the biggest opposite to the Yetzirah is Torah. So now, with the Sar Shel Esav, that's the Yetzirah, he went to fight Yaakov because Yaakov had the mead of Torah. That was the biggest opposite, that's the biggest jealous, the most jealous he was the most jealous against Yaakov because of the mid of Torah. And that's why he went now to fight Yaakov. So therefore it's very good the Gemara in Chulin that learns out from here that a Talmud Chacham has to be careful at night and not go out by himself. Because the Mazikim, which the Merum is in the Yetzirah, are jealous of the Torah we have. And therefore Talmud Chacham has to protect himself and not go out Yechidi Balayla. Then the Gemara also dashes from this passage that it says, Beheyovkoi, Imoi, that the Gemara says there in Chulin, Omer Bishur Ben Levi, that my dichsi beyovka imoi malameid shehelo avai paragleim ab kisi akovit, that the dust from under their feet went up, reached the kisi akovit. That's what we dashen from here. It went up mamash to shemayim. So the Torah Tamima brings down that the pshat is really from the chedush Yerashba that says that this sar shel esav, like we're saying, that's the Yetzirah. And he's here to fight us, to fight the Torah, to fight Klal Yisrael. The union of the Kisesh Lakosh Baruch Hu, he says, that means that the Yetzirah is going to continuously fight us until it comes Yemei HaMashiach, Ad Zman Sheshmoi V'Kisesh Lakosh Baruch Hu Yir Shleimim. It's up until the Mashiach's time, we'll always have this fight with the Yetzirah. There'll always be the Goyim starting up with us, having kinner against us, all because of the Torah we have. In other words, we have to learn that to be a Talmid Chacham, we have to fight hard to keep the Torah, to know that the Goyim are Kesayda jealous of us because of the Torah that we have. Now, at the end of the fight, when the Sar Shel Esav was fighting with Yaakov, we know he hit him on the thigh, and that's why we have the mitzvah of Gid Hanosha. Now, this mitzvah, not to eat the Gid Hanosha, if you look in the Chinuch says that Meshor She Mitzvah Zu, Kedei Shetiyu Remez Li Yisrael, even though we're in exile, we'll have a lot of tzoros, a lot of pain. Miyad amim, from the different nations. Miyad v'nei Esav, and from Russia, from v'nei Esav. Yeva still yil betuchim shelo yavdu. He should know we are for sure that we will not be lost. Elo lo'olam yamod zarom ashman. There'll always be a kiyam, Klal Yisrael will always live. V'yovel lehem goyel, and event mitzvashem, there will come a time where the Mashiach will come, v'yigole miyad tzor, and will be saved from all the tzoros we have. So that's this inyan of Gid Hanosha. So the question is, where do we see here a remez that it's going to be good? Klal Yisrael will always have a life. There will always be a Netzach Yisrael. It's the opposite. It says in this inyan that when the Tsar fought Yaakov at the end, he hit him. And Pasha, he hurt him. And that's why there's an inyan of Gid Hanosha, that the thigh came out of place. So it's the opposite. The Chur shows the way they're hurting us. So how in this mitzvah of Gid Hanosha do we see a school of a Klal Yisrael that we are for sure that there will always be a Netzach Yisrael? Klal Yisrael will always live through all the gullus. Where do we see it here? It's just the opposite. This is the place when Yaakov got hurt. And the pshat could be like this. Like we're saying, this Sar Shel Esav, the Yetzirah, really came to kill Yaakov. He wanted to win him and kill him. But the pshat is that Yaakov Avinu with his midah of Torah was Nisgaba, won over the Yetzirah, won over the Sar Shel Esav, he couldn't kill him. At most, all he did was he just gave him a pain. He just hit his thigh. Now this is a remez l'doros, that no matter how much the Goyim will come and try and kill us, wipe us out, they'll never be successful. Klal Yisrael, at most, maybe we'll get hit a little bit. We'll have a little tzoros. But to be wiped out, the nation of Klal Yisrael, that can't be. So that's the limit from Gid Hanosha. That with all his might, the Sar Shel Esav, all he was able to do by Yaakov was just to hurt him a little, but not to destroy him. And this is a limit, like we learned before, that the dust was going up until the Shemaim is a remnant that Ad Yemei HaMashiach, even though the Goyim will fight us, but they'll never be Matzliach to wipe us out Lagamri. There'll always be a Netzach Yisrael. And that's what's from Rum is in the singing of Gid Hanosha. Now, the passage before in Chof Dalet, it says, that's why Yivoser Yaakov Levadoi. Yaakov stayed over by himself, and therefore the Sar Shel Esav came and fought with him. So, Agav, Reb Chaim says, the pshat is, could be why the Tsar came to him, was because he was alone. In other words, a Jew was never supposed to be alone. You're always supposed to be part of a tzibur, doing mitzvahs together. In the end, the Yetzirah, the Tsar Shel Esav can't get to you. But here, Vayivosa Yaakov Levado, he was by himself, privately, that's when the Yetzirah got to him. Rashi brings down, what's this Vayivosa Yaakov Levado, what was he doing? So Rashi brings down from the Gemara in Chulin, that says, that shochach pachim kitanim v'chozer aleihim. Yaakov forgot small jars on the other side, and he went back to get them. And the Gemara in Chulin says that Omar Alzeh that Mikan le tzadikim shechovev aleihem amoinam yoisem megufim. That tzadikim like their mammon, what they own, the property, their things more than the body. V'chol kach lo mahakom, the Gemara says, l'fi shein poishin yadayim begezel. Because they don't go to steal anything. In other words, when a tzaddik has money, that money is pure kosher money. It came after learning the whole Hilchos Choshed Mishpat, all the halachot, exactly how you're allowed to have money, how not, how you can sell, how you can buy. There's no shash gezel at all. In other words, when a tzaddik gets something, he has to work hard to get it to be pure his own. Therefore, Yaakov and tzaddikim worked hard to keep it even more than the gufam. But it's still a kasha. How could they want it more than the gufam? So I heard of a sayover from Aaron Kotler Zatzal. He explains it like this. That the pshat is in Chazal and Gemaras, you find a lot of times that they made gedorim. They made like things not to do in order not to be over the guf ha-Torah. Even by the Torah, you find in of a nazir that for 30 days the Torah says don't drink any wine, to make a siyag, to put a gate around you, not to do the averus. So he says the pshat is by tzadikim, that they're also very nizir in choshen mishpat and halach is not to steal. Like any money they have, anything they own, is pure kosher money. So they want to make a siyag, they want to make a gate, like a fence around them, to teach them this, not to become to steal, so even for the smallest amount of anything that they own, like even the small jars, Yaakov was afraid to leave over. Like he wanted to teach himself to realize every little bit is very important, and to realize that even though I have a lot, but still this little bit, if I'm going to miss it, I may come to steal to get it back again. So therefore he was very careful not to lose the smallest amount, to make a gedder, to make a fence, not to come to steal at all. Then he points out that in another instance, we see that Yaakov spends all his money. Rashi brings down later in Parshas Nun, he brings down the Medrash Rabbah that says, it was a question by the Moros HaMachpelah that Yaakov wanted to buy off Esav's share in the Moros HaMachpelah. And it says Yaakov gave Esav all the money that he had. And Pirkei the Rablozer says that he took the money that he inherited from his father Yitzchak and he gave it over to Esav in order to buy out his share in the Moros HaMachpelah. Which the Indian was, Pasha, that a tzaddik should not be buried near a Rosha, so he did not want that this Rosha Esav should be buried inside the Moros HaMachpelah, that covered all the tzaddikim that were there, so therefore he spent all the money that he had in order to buy it off Esav. So you see, when it came to Ruchnius, to spend money for Ruchnius, for mitzvahs, then Yaakov was not stingy, but rather he spent all his money for this Indian. Stamazoi, not to lose money, he was very makpid, in order to learn not to come to steal. When it came to spend the money for Ruchnius, then he spent as much as possible. However, by Esav it's just the opposite. We find that by Esav as a Bechorah, that by Esav Ruchnius, the Indian of the Bechor, had no Cheshivas. He was no Vazirit. It didn't mean anything to him. And we spoke about it. For him was worth the amount of a plate of beans. So you see, Esav, when it came to Ruchnius, it meant nothing to him. He wouldn't spend any money at all for it. For a few pennies, he would give it up. By Shenkin, by Yaakov Avinu, for even though he was so makbid, even for Pachim Ketanim, he didn't leave over, but when it came to buy off the chelak of Esav, the Moros HaMachpelah, he went to spend all the money he had. Then again, the Pasuk says that, Vayomer Shalcheni Kiyolo HaShocher, that the Malach told Yaakov, let me go, send me away, Kiyolo HaShocher, the morning star came up. Vayomer Yaakov said, I'm not going to let you go until you bless me. The Gemara in Chulin says that, like Yaakov asked him, are you a ganef, that you're afraid of the morning star, like you only go around at night time? What do you have to go up for? So the Malach hands it back and said like this, that from the day I was created, this Malach, the Yetzara, the Sar Shel Esav, from the day I was created, it didn't come my chance to say Shira to Hashem, to say praise to Hashem until now. Now was the first time it came my chance to say Shira. So therefore, let me go fast. I have to go up to Hashem to say Shira. So the question is, how come all of a sudden, now, he had to go say Shira? He had all the time in the world. How come now, when he's in the middle of fighting with Yaakov, and Yaakov is winning him, does it say he has to go up to say Shira to Hashem? And they say over from the Magid Mikoznitz, they learned like this, that the Inyan why a Malach says Shira to Hashem is when he finished his Shlichus. When the Malach finished what he has to do on this world, then he goes to say Shira, he praises Hashem. Now this Malach here was the Malach Hora, The pshat is when ra is in the world, the purpose of the malach of the Yetzirah is not just that he should make us do bad, but it's the opposite. The purpose is that we should win over the bad and we should still do toiv. That the Gemara says, Le'ela minatzeach yetzer toiv al yetzer hara. That a person has to fight his Yetzirah to win him over and to do toiv. So the purpose of the ra of the bad in this world is that we should win over him and be able to do toiv. She says, from the time the Yetzirah was created until now, until Yaakov, nobody was Mizgaba, nobody won over him totally. Now was the first time, by the Sar Shel Esav, that Yaakov Avinu fought with him and won him over totally. Like now, he was Mizgaba over this Ra. Therefore, right now, it came the time when the Shlichus was finished, and therefore now is the time he has to go back and say Shira to Hashem. And that's really the inyum why now he gave the bracha to Yaakov, that your name should not be called Yaakov anymore, but rather your name should be called Yisrael. And it says a lashon of Lo Yomar, Vayomer Lo Yaakov Yomar Oid Shimcha. Your name should not be called Yaakov anymore. Kiyam Yisrael. And then what been laid in the parasha when Hashem gave this bracha also to Yaakov, that Hashem told Yaakov your name should not be called anymore Yaakov, but rather Yisrael. Like the pasuk says before Shishi, Vayomer Lo Yelakim Shimcha Yaakov, that lo yikore Shimcha Yaakov, you should not be called Yaakov anymore, kiyim Yisrael iye shimecha, vayikre shema Yisrael. So the pasuk repeats itself a few times, even though first it starts off, vayomer Elokim Shimcha Yaakov, it says your name should be Yaakov. So here it's in the room, is like the Gemara Reel in Brochus asked the question, we know by Avram Avinu Hashem changed his name from Avram to Avraham. And there the Gemara says, whoever calls him Avram is over a lav, is over an essay. The Torah says his new name is Avraham and not Avram. And here by Yaakov, even though he got a new name Yisrael, still we're allowed to call him Yaakov. And the Gemara says, because afterwards we also find that the Pesukim still call him Yaakov. And this Pesuk, it's also in rumors like that. It says, Vayom Eloi Elokim Shimcha Yaakov, like your name is Yaakov. And then it said, Le'ikor Shimcha Eid Yaakov, should not be called any more Yaakov, Kim Yisrael. And the Sfasemus explains like this, that the pshat was Yaakov Avinu, he himself, he finished all that he had to do in this world. Yaakov Avinu was here to Masaki in the Chet of Adam Rishon, and now when he got finished fighting with this Malach, he won over the Yetzirah totally, he really finished his Tafkid. And that's why the Gemara says that Yaakov Loimeis means that Yaakov Avinu, Beteris Yaakov was Loimeis and never died, because he finished totally what he had to do. It's just now, after we fought with the Malach, now Hashem is like a Lashon of Oid, Hashem added to him, like another Neshama Yisrael, he added to him a new Tafkid, like to be a Yisrael, which is greater than Stam Yaakov, which is the Indian of Yisrael, was after Isaac and the whole Klal Yisrael. Like we're always called Klal Yisrael. That's this name that Yaakov had added to him, that now he's like a manik for the whole Klal Yisrael. And that's why Taka Yaakov still keeps his two names, Al Yaakov and Al Yisrael. Yisrael was added to Yaakov after he finished all that he had to do. Now Hashem gave him like a new shlichus, something new to do. And then Echonami, some of Hashem say throughout the Pashas that when we see when Yaakov was besimcha, Hashem called him his name Yisrael. That's the pshat that the Shechina is shvuyah b'toich simcha, and that he had anhoga negayah to the whole Klal Yisrael. But when he had his anhoga negayah to protim just for he himself, sometimes he was the atzvus, he had tzaros, he was sad. At that time, we always called him Yaakov. When he said the atzvus, then the Shechina wasn't there, that was a prat negay to he himself, he still retained his name as Yaakov. Yisrael was this new Nisham Yisrael like, as if to say now he's working for the whole Klal Yisrael. Then after Kapitol Lamed Gimel, it talks about where Yaakov finally met up with Esav, and Esav had with him Arba Meos Ish, and Yaakov divided up the Mishpachas. And finally it says that Vayoris Eitzav Likrosoin Vayichavkeyu Vayipal Atzavora Vayishakeyu Vayivku. That when they finally came to meet, that Esav ran to him and hugged him and fell on his neck and kissed him and he started to cry. So Rashi brings down Vayichavkeyu, why did he hug him? Nizgalgul Rachmav, he had Rachmanis, he had mercy on Yaakov, Kishiro Mishtach Vekol Ishtach Vasalolu. When he saw the way Yaakov bowed down and was machni himself to Esav, as we spoke about it before, that's the way Jews are supposed to act to the Goyim, to try and make shown to be machnir to them. Therefore, Esav had rachmonis. Then it says, v'yishakeyu, we kissed him. So Rashi says, nokot all of the radats on top of the word of v'yishakeyu, because it's a machloikis. Some say that He didn't kiss him b'choliboy. He was just forced to. Like some midrashim say, the malachim were there fighting with Esav, but Esav finally was forced to kiss him. And some say, no, they kissed him b'choliboy. Right now, this one second, and this happened, and he really meant to kiss him. And then after he met everybody, Esav, so Yaakov told him to take the presents. The pasuk says, "Vayomer Esav yeshli rov." Esav says, "I have a lot." Ochi yihi l'cho ashaloch. It should be to you. Vayomer Yaakov. Yaakov answered back and said, "Al no." And amutzosichem b'nechob l'kachtem in chosim yodi ki aken risif onechu kiros penei olehim v'atitzeni. That kachne es bechosi. Please take the presents. Please take the bracha. Asher huvos loch kichanani elokim v'chiyeshli koil. That Yaakov said back, first of all, kachnas bechosi, I want you to take my blessings. And he said also that v'chiyesh li kol, I have everything. Vayiftzaboy, he fought with him, vayikoch, and he took it. So first of all, we have to know, why did Yaakov insist so much that Esau should take the presents? The main thing was that Esau should come to like him, should have rachmanas on him. And Esau already kissed him. So for what purpose did now Yaakov fight in order that Esau should accept the presents? Secondly, there's a deek in the Lashon that Esav answered back and said, Yechli Rov, I have plenty. Yaakov answered back and said, Ki Yechli Kurl, I have everything. And thirdly, how come in this Pasuk, in Pasuk Yud Aleph, that Yaakov is arguing back and telling him, Kach Ne'es Birchosi, please take my Birchosi, my blessings. Before in the Pesukim, Yaakov called it Es Minchosi, my Mincha that I want to send you. How come here he called it Birchosi? So the Be'er Moshe wants to say that Yaakov Avinu was like telling Esav, you should know, the brachas that I got from our father, I really deserved. It's not the pshat that I stole it from you, but it's really my bracha. And therefore now I want you to take from Birchosi, from my bracha. That's what Yaakov was telling Esav. And secondly, the inyan why he was insisting so much that he should take the presents, like we always say, what Yaakov did is a similar deraderis. That Yaakov wanted in the future generations, whenever the Goyim will be mean to us and hard to us and make big zeres, he always wanted us to have a way out, that if we give them money, if we give them presents, the Goyim should accept it, and because of that, they'll listen to us and they'll be kind to us. So it was because of the fact that Esav received the presents from Yaakov, that L'dore Doris, the Goyim, will accept the presents from the Jews, and because of the presents we send them, we'll be able to make it that they'll listen to us and make it easier for us. And the Chofetz Chaim explains the difference between Yaakov and Esav here, that Esav said, Yesh li rov, I have a lot. But the pshat is, I have a lot, but I still want more. I don't have everything. Like, Mish yesh lo mona rotzo mesayim. The more you have, the more he wanted. Vashenkin Yaakov Avinu answered back and said, Yesh li kol, I have everything. In other words, no matter what I have, whether it's a lot or little, that's enough for me. Yeshli Kol, whatever Hashem gives me, I accept it. That's Kol, that's everything. Then, first of Yudzayin, it says, V'yakov noso sukoiso, v'yivin loiboyis, he built a house there, ula mekineyu osa sukois. But for his animals, he built a sukkah. Alkein kor Hashem hamokoim sukois. Therefore, called the name of the place sukois. So the question is, why did he call that place sukois? Because he built a sukkah for his animals. Lechur, the pasuk says, v'yivin loiboyis, for himself he built a house. So it should have been called, the place should have been called like Bayis. Why do they call the place Sukkos? And the Be'er Moshe once explained that the Iker fight between Yaakov and Esav was, Esav had the mid of Gaiva, he wanted everything, and Yaakov had the mid of Anova. He was a big honor, he always humbled himself. And because of the mid of Anova, that's what the next pasuk says, that Vayova Yaakov Sholem Ir Shechem. Yaakov came back and Adam HaSholem into the city of Sholem, into the city of Shechem. And Rashi says, "Min Sholem Agufosh Nisrape, Sholem Mamoinoi." And Bechlal, he was a Sholem Aterosai. He had the midas of Sholem, and some say it's because of the midah of Anova he was zeichet to have Sholem. But his midah that he won over Esav with the midas of Anova of humbleness. Therefore, it says he called the place Sukkos, as if to say he's only an Ara, he's only temporary here, he's only like passing through the world. He's not a kavua here, and that's Merumas in Sukkos. And that's Taka, the Indian of Chag HaSukkos is also that way. The Yom Tov HaSukkos is that way, that we leave our house, our base kavua, and we go to live in the dearest Arai, as if to say in this world, we're only Arai here, we're only temporary here, we're here only to do the mitzvahs, that's the main part of the world, and the real bias kavua is in Olam Habo. So therefore, that's why Yaakov called the name of this place Sukkos, he built the sukkah for his animals, if to say he's only an Arai here, and that was his midah v'anova, how he was able to win over Esav Harosha. Then after Chamishi, the Pasha of Dina, Vateitze Dina Bas Leia. So Rashi brings down, why is she called Bas Leia v'loi Bas Yaakov? Rashi says, Al Shem Yitziyosa Nikres Bas Leia. Shafi Yitzion Yishoisa, Shinema Vateitze Leia Lekrosai. That Leia also had this mid of going out. So therefore she's called, Dina is called Bas Leia, is because of Leia's midas of going out, that this story happened with Dina. So we learn now from here that the Indian of a child takes after the parents. Not only as birth is a child called like the son, but because of the midas. The same midas, the same character the parents have, that is inherited, that goes into the children also. So Dina here was called Bas Leia, she inherited this midah of going outside that Leia had also. And even though from the raya that Rashi brings, Vateitze Leia Lekrosoi, that was the maisa that they had, that Yaakov lived with her then, and they had Yisachar from that, and Avad was a Dvar Mitzvah then, but I call upon him a little bit too much, Yitzonis, it was there, she was going out a little bit too much. So because of that mead of her going outside, that's what happened to Dina, she also had this mead of going out, that's with the whole parasha of Dina. Alright, we'll stop here.